It's 10 to 10, and we're just sitting on the at the top of the second climb up the Burbage Ridge. It's an absolutely beautiful day. When we parked at Yankee Hat, you could look up and see Kelly with a fair bit of snow on this side and a bit on Namadgee, and we've in fact wandered through a couple of tiny little patches. But a beautiful day and beautiful walking. Couldn't be nicer. Really good. It's just before 11 o'clock and we've found morning tea. Absolutely beautiful, open, big mature trees, snow and granite, and our leaders even found us a nice snow-free spot in the sun. Delightful. Couldn't be better. It's about 2:45 and we dropped packs down at the bottom of Mount Kelly and wandered up the top through the snow. Golly, up to your knees in places, and I now know what plugging a few holes means when you go first. It certainly takes a lot of energy. Look, absolutely fantastic view as usual from up here, and the Madgee and Rotten Swamp down below, and that Mavis Spur that takes my attention at the moment, and Burbage, and over the Yankee Hats down onto the grasslands, and golly, you can nearly even see the car, and the Tinder is over the back, and then down south a few bits and pieces down to I guess Sentry Box and the Scabby Range, and Jagungle looks absolutely magnificent, and down to the snow is of course covered with snow. I just fell into my knee then, and across to the west, oh, absolutely fantastic, and back around to the north, yeah, you see Coronet Peak poking up there. Lovely, lovely, lovely blue sky, and a reasonable amount of snow. It's about 4 o'clock. Down off Mount Kelly, picked up our packs, wandering down into the top of Sam's Creek. Still plenty of snow, you can hear the crunch. As I said before, I now know what plugging a few holes means. And if the leader asks you to do that, well, you can't refuse. But gee, it sure uses about twice the amount of energy. Anyway, sun's shining still down on Sam's Creek. We might find somewhere with a little less snow to camp on. Well, it's now 7:15 on Sunday morning. Beautiful clear morning. The snow's nice and crisp. Just enjoyed breakfast in bed. Someone's boots got frozen overnight, so the fires had to be lit. It wasn't mine. But I tell you what, they were still fairly stiff after lying on them all night. Water in the wine bladder was frozen at the bottom of the tent, but someone I'd slept with was absolutely fine. But yeah, beautiful, crisp, clear morning. Keith said the temperature was -9.5 at 3 o'clock in the morning. We'll check to see what it actually got down to.